The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Yahoo heading into the blogosphere with its purchase of Tumblr. $1.1 billion deal, and it's Yahoo's biggest deal to date under the leadership of Marissa Mayer. Joining us now on the Ring Central phone line to discuss how this might help bring Yahoo some returns, Scott Kessler, analyst with S&P Capital IQ. Welcome, Scott.
Thanks a lot. Good to be with you.
So myself and Kathleen were just speaking about Tumblr, in fact, a few minutes ago, and we both mentioned to each other how, you know, we weren't really sure that people were actually blogging on Tumblr so much anymore. And I made the point that, yeah, I mean, I knew it was a big deal back in 2007, 2008, 2009, but I really didn't see or hear people talking about Tumblr too much anymore. Are they using it?
Well, based on the data that was provided in the context of the announcement this morning, a lot of people are not only on Tumblr, but a lot of people are using Tumblr. 300 million monthly unique visitors is very substantial. In addition, they're seeing 120,000 signups each and every day. And what's important, relevant to what you were just asking, is that the platform experiences 900 posts per second. And in fact, 24 billion minutes are spent on the site each month. So I'd say that the user base and engagement are pretty significant, notwithstanding related perceptions.
Well, Scott, how many are of the people who comprise those 24 billion minutes are the same people on there a lot versus people who go occasionally and more frequently? Do you know what I mean? Because you find that sometimes there's things that a group of people uses a lot and everybody else doesn't use much at all.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be surprised if the so-called 80-20 rule, which I guess you're kind of alluding to here, applies in this context, which is essentially that 20% of the user base might account for 80% of the content created and the activity on that particular platform. And honestly, I don't necessarily see a problem with that. I think, though, fundamental to the discussion about this proposed transaction is that Tumblr really is a couple of different things in our judgment. Number one, it's a platform and a set of tools to create and distribute content digitally. And then, of course, there is this kind of related media network. And we think that both of those are significant, sizable, and strategically relevant to Yahoo going forward.
You know, on the call today, Marissa Mayer mentioned that she sees significant search possibilities here. And I know that one of the things that irked to Google is that Google can't search behind walls, right? So it can't search Facebook's content, for example. Is this Marissa Mayer's way of sort of getting around that problem? She buys Tumblr and then she can search behind Tumblr's wall at least?
Well, I don't necessarily believe that there are substantial walls, so to speak, involving Tumblr. I mean, if you think about a lot of the web, it's free to kind of find and read to whomever has access. The problem with Facebook inherently is because of the nature of the individual identities as well as very, I'd say, personalized content, most users do restrict access to what they're publishing to maybe their immediate circle of friends, and that makes perfect sense. I think Tumblr, by its definition, is much more kind of open and accessible to the broader web. I think the benefit, however, is that Yahoo and Tumblr are going to be able to work together in a way to ensure that people are able to search more comprehensively, including Tumblr, and be able to find that content more readily as a result of the companies essentially being owned by the same corporate sponsor, so to speak.
So how about monetization? How about the amount that Tumblr can actually add to Yahoo's profits, earnings, prospects, et cetera?
Yeah, well, obviously, if I had to imagine what the number one question related to this transaction going into the announcement and this morning's call and going forward is going to be, I think monetization is it. There's no question that Tumblr has some nice attributes and assets that will benefit Yahoo, we think, in a number of ways. But the name of the game for Yahoo has been and will remain advertising. And it's pretty clear that right now, Tumblr has not, let's say, embraced the notion of monetization in that way. Nonetheless, we do think that working with Yahoo will enable Tumblr to just not only be more open to advertising, but be more creative with it. So we think it will be kind of a gradual shift that we'll see from Tumblr and its users and content to increasingly integrate advertising types within the confines of Tumblr. We definitely see a number of different opportunities, and it makes perfect sense, right? It's valued content. It's specialized content. It's content that people like looking at and reading on a regular basis. Ultimately, advertising follows audiences, particularly audiences that are specific and valued, and we think Tumblr definitely has those. So they articulated a number of different ways that monetization could happen, whether you're talking about via news feed or native advertising or, yes, search itself. And we expect them to capitalize on those.
Is this the new way to build an advertising company then, Scott? I mean, it's not even that new anymore, I guess, but you know, you get people to become users, you get them to sign up, you get them to continually come back to your site, just like Facebook did and now Tumblr. You leave them alone for a few years and then you start sneaking in advertising.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily new. That's really the way that advertising has worked really from, I'd say, the beginning of the notion of media. If you think about how media companies typically are going to make money, advertising is, you know, one of the primary fashions along with purchases of ad hoc content or subscriptions. And, you know, if you think about major advertising companies, sure, what they need to do is first they have to build a product. They have to cultivate the user base and get them more and more engaged. And then once they kind of acknowledge the value that they're receiving, I think a lot of folks understand that there typically is some type of trade-off. And the trade-off for great media oftentimes is the receipt of hopefully unintrusive and maybe even relevant and helpful advertising. That, I think, is the vision that a lot of folks in the digital world have.
Scott, a comment from a listener, Anthony, faithful listener of the show. He says, although I'm not a Tumblr fan, and of course, Yahoo probably overpriced, that's what he's saying, I remember the Yahoo of the 90s and what made it popular besides search. It was not games, it was chat rooms. In the end, Yahoo will be better by creating quote-unquote stickiness.
Yeah, no, Kathleen, I mean, I think that's an interesting point. I do think, however, that this transaction, at least initially, is largely going to be predicated on the stickiness associated with just the tremendous value of the platform and tools that Tumblr provides to content creators, but also what those content creators are essentially making available to hundreds of millions of users in a way that is perceived as unique, differentiated, and ultimately of value.
Scott, I'm going to return to Yahoo in just a second, but I want to ask you about another deal that happened today, WebSense, the website filtering company that's moving into internet security. It's going to be acquired by the private equity firm Vista Equity Partners. Now, that deal is about $906 million, which is not too far below the $1.1 billion deal that Yahoo and Tumblr are getting into. Compare the two for us.
Well, look, I mean, these are two completely different areas, notwithstanding the fact that they both are taking place with companies in the technology sector. And, of course, they're being timed similarly in terms of the announcements, and the deal values are comparable. What I would say, though, is this is really indicative of the fact that it seems like, whether you're talking about strategic buyers like Yahoo in this case, or you're talking about financial buyers like the company buying WebSense, presumably they have great access to capital and maybe a greater level of comfort in their kind of ability to make these kinds of deals to ultimately look to help their businesses grow and prosper. And so I guess what I would draw is that it seems like, notwithstanding perpetual comments about uncertainties, it seems like buyers are out there in the market making M&A transactions happen.
Yahoo, the share price, they've acquired Tumblr. Marissa Mayer's been making some strategic deals in a very short time. Share price now with $26 and change. What is your sense of where this share price could go?
Yeah, so our 12-month target price on Yahoo is $30 a share. That was updated this morning in conjunction with the details related to this deal being announced. But to be frank, for us still, Yahoo, in terms of its value, we think should largely be predicated on this notion that they own tremendous stakes in some very high-value businesses that are based in Asia. Those are Yahoo Japan and Alibaba Group. We think those investments are really driving the value of Yahoo and its shares.
So why can't they get that same kind of traction here? Is it just too tough to be Yahoo behind Google, behind other companies that are larger and have such a dominant position?
Well, there's no question it has been tough, and frankly, growth has been extremely difficult to come by. But you referenced this notion that they have been making acquisitions and they have been kind of looking to better prioritize, and they have been investing, I'd say, pretty notably to reignite growth. We think that's a large reason for why Yahoo was so interested in Tumblr, because they see a lot of growth opportunities and significant growth potential going forward.
Scott Meyer cited PayPal and YouTube as models. Tumblr is no PayPal or YouTube, though, is it?
Well, obviously, it's a little early to tell. I would say, though, that, look, I mean, we were closely covering those related companies when those transactions were announced. And I'll tell you, initially, look, the eBay-PayPal deal made a lot of sense for a lot of different reasons. But you know what? That was over 10 years ago, 2002.
Right.
If you look at Google and YouTube, a lot of people criticized that transaction in 2006. Now people are saying, hey, it was really good.
Scott
Kessler. It took a lot of time for these things to play out.
Thank you for joining us from S&P Capital IQ.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.